Welcome back to Moving the Chains.
What is playing right now?
Moving the Chains. What is playing right now?
His name is Stan Brule.
Who?
Whatever, man. I don't care.
Okay, we're it's gone. Apparently, David, go ahead.
Apparently, we all have to be serious here.
Yeah.
Fine, whatever.
Yeah. This is Sirius Cast on XM Radio. Sirius.
For the third time, this is Moving the Chains. I'm David.
I'm Eric.
Chris.
And this is
my
all
name
about
is Chris.
This is about all about having fun.
That's my impression of you.
Having a good time.
Yeah.
I don't think it is anymore.
With the three best friends that we've ever had.
I thought it used to be about that, but I think we lost the spirit.
We're the three best friends that anyone could ever have.
I think that you lost the spirit.
We're still spirited.
I'm so spirited.
Me and Eric, we got to go.
I am enriched in the spirit.
Drunk on spirits. What you mean?
Right. Yes.
Drunk
that's
on
what
spirits.
I am. So drunk.
This is also a podcast about fantasy football. Sometimes.
Loosely. It's
sometimes.
Loosely a fantasy football podcast.
It is.
It's mostly a hanging out podcast.
A hanging.
Which is a new genre that we've created.
A hanging football podcast.
hanging brain podcast. Right, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Chris, you know all about that.
About hanging brain?
Yeah.
The new news this week. Chris Reinus is now 3-4 on a 3-game winning streak.
Woo!
Oof.
After that lackluster start and where you
coming
got really, really sad
yeah,
about
no,
life.
I'm coming for you.
That's incredible,
I'm coming
man.
For everyone here, except Davo.
What do you think?
Who has to be coming for me.
What do you think was the turning point? Why are you winning now instead of losing?
Because he's playing bad teams is basically what it is.
Well, and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, and
that helps.
He decided to stop being a big dummy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Sean Green helped me this week.
Sean.
Did you start him?
Yeah.
What Sean. Did he get you?
14 points.
All right.
I started, I think this is in another league, but another league at 11:55 on a whim. I benched a law firm and put Fred Jackson in.
Good
and
call.
Fred Jackson ended up with
yeah,
17.
Yeah, he had two touchdowns?
One.
He just had a big receiving touchdown.
One and like 110 all-purpose yards.
Pretty good.
Yeah, he had some catches. He had that one touchdown. Did you see him do the Bernie afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't know what that is.
You don't know,
you don't
what,
know what the Bernie is?
What's the Bernie?
You just wobble your body and put your head back.
You do this.
Davo just sort of did it. That's it.
Oh, I see.
That's it.
I get it. Davo's doing the Bernie.
Yep.
And we're having a great time.
You want to hear my other league in a 12-person league? This is what it was.
I'm ready.
Drew Brees, 29. Marshawn Lynch, 11. Fred Jackson, 17. Wesley Weckler, 6.
Weckler.
Steve Johnson, 13. Heath Miller, 13. Miles Austin, 13. Cardinals defense, 9. Josh Scobie, 15.
Did you win?
I won.
Good.
Good.
By a quantity of 39 points.
I won in every single, all four of my leagues this week, again, for the second time in the whole year.
That's the last time that's going to happen.
Are you sure?
I'm playing you this week.
Oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You're projected to win by about 35 right now.
That's because my team is superior. That's the only problem. With that's the reason those projections are that way is because my team is very good.
Okay. I feel like the scrappy underdog has won a lot of games in history.
Like what games specifically?
Let's see. The Colts beat the Packers.
You got nothing.
The Seahawks beat the Packers.
That's debatable.
Well, it's not. But
so, I mean,
the Cardinals beat the Patriots.
I'm just not afraid of you.
I don't care. You don't have to be.
Well, just, good.
I'm coming. I'm not trying to sneak up on you. I'm coming right at your face.
I see you.
And on it, too.
I see you. You're there. You're in my
coming
hiding.
At it and on it.
Yeah. You're in my headlights,
I'm
but I'm
on
not
your chest.
Going to not run over
I'm
you.
Blossom on your chest.
Blossom on my chest.
Yep.
Just blossom all over me.
Yep. Reggie Bush.
Sounds good.
Reggie Bush is going to come back to haunt you this week.
He's playing the Jets.
Yep.
So that's going to be a nightmare. But, I mean, Matt Forte is playing Carolina, so I don't know. You know, it's going to be a toss-up. Okay, let's move on in the show. Before we get to actual football things, we received some fan mail this week. Last week, actually, before we did our show. It's from a longtime listener. I'm just going to read it. Should I read it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dear Moving to Chains co-hosts, My name is Frank, and I'm a longtime listener and fan of podcasts from The Spectator, although I must admit I like that Off the Wall one a little bit better. That's shameful. David, what do you think about that? Not okay.
Let's read the letter, okay, and then we'll talk about it.
We're just going line by line, you stick-in-the-mud piece of shit.
Yeah, way to make it hard in post.
That's beside the point, though.
You f***er.
That's beside the point.
There you go.
God damn it.
Wobbly, wobbly.
Okay, that's beside the point, though. The reason why I wanted to email the show is because I've been closely following a fantasy football league that all three of you happen to be in. As one might expect, Eric, with his fantastic leadership skills that helped him become editor-in-chief, that's me he's talking about, has led his team to a 5-1, it's actually 6-1 now, record, and first place in the highly competitive East Division. On the other hand, Chris is tied for 7th overall at 2-4.
3-4.
3-4. While Davo. Davo's team remained winless after this week at 0-6.
Hey, I beat you, Frank. What's up, dude?
You beat him this week?
1-6 now.
1-6.
In the lowly West Division, both teams are well behind Team G-Force and their 5-1 record.
I'm only two games behind her.
Okay. I could have sworn the owner of that team was only allowed to into the league to help improve the ratio of male to female participants, which is only sort of true. My questions to you guys are, 1, how much longer should I continue to seek fantasy advice from guys who can't even keep up with an owner who arguably doesn't even know what they're doing? And 2, is there any chance of Eric just getting his own show? P.S., whatever happened to that Frank guy? He was super good looking, which I could always tell when listening, and consistently had the funniest jokes. I will say that he was very good looking, and I will say that he was very funny. He didn't have the funniest jokes.
I mean,
jokes.
You know, if you like the greasy Italian type.
Yeah, if you like oily noodles on you at all times.
Frank!
To answer your question, dear listener, Frank, the first question, how much longer should I continue to get fantasy advice from you guys?
Every week.
Every week.
Every single week.
Until make the end of time.
You should, okay, make your case for it.
What case do I need
why
to
are
make?
Why are we so good at doing this is what I'm asking. Why are we the best?
We have fun. I don't know if we're the best.
Who has?
I've never once said that we are the best.
I think that's common knowledge.
We're fair to Midland, but Frank's been listening for a long time, so why would you stop? What better thing do you have to do?
Yeah, Frank, pay attention.
That's it. I don't care. You can go listen to Matthew Berry if you want. I don't give a darn.
Matthew Berry can suck a big one.
And Eric Carabell.
Oof. What a douchebag. More like Eric, I don't care a bell.
What?
Davo, what do you think about this? Why should Frank keep listening to you?
Because I constantly look at the waiver wire for better players. I'm always on the prowl. Always.
always. And I'll say that I've consistently proven that I'm a very good fantasy footballer.
And you just draft well.
I drafted
the thing he should listen to is I'm projected to beat him by 20 points in the X-Taters League this week. So he should listen to that.
Yeah.
Listen to me picking up Tom Crabtree on the waiver wire this week.
Did you really do that?
No. Oh. Psych.
No, I was going to be like, are you playing in a heavy arm tattoo league? Because he should have not been available. Should have been a first-round pick.
No, but I still do have to start Jacob Tammy this week.
Jacob Tammy, because on Dana's on bye.
Yeah. Frank right now is sitting on 4-3. He is tied for, or he's in third place. He's tied for third place.
And
out of 5 people.
So I'm going to have the same record as him after this week.
You are.
Yeah, I don't care anymore.
It's going to be awesome.
Yep.
Chris is getting cocky.
Andre
I'm just
Roberts.
Confident. Why wouldn't I be?
Andre Roberts.
Why wouldn't I be?
I don't know, man.
What about me says I wouldn't be that?
I'm just, whatever. I'm not trying to question why you're being confident.
It's not, I'm not going to sit here and spin you false modesty. When you know that your poop don't stink. You ain't got to pretend that it does.
Why are you talking like that?
What are you even saying?
Are you in a Denzel Washington movie? Is that what that's from?
I'm feeling really good after I got Chris Johnson. I think is where all of my fantasy pride is coming in right now.
We're going to get there.
One thing, I might have convinced Andy to do the Manning for Gore deal, which I really want.
Mm-hmm.
Trade him Peyton Manning and I get Frank Gore. Because last week he's like, no, I'm fine. I got Stafford. I'll be fine. And then Matt Stafford again crapped his shorts last night.
He was wearing shorts, which really
he had
just,
compression shorts underneath his football pants, and he crapped them.
It just proved how unprofessional he is. He's just out there wearing shorts.
Crapped his compression shorts.
Okay.
And then I talked to Andy this morning. I was like, "You still don't think you need Manning?" He said, "I don't know, man. I got to make some changes." Then I said, "Manning and Gore could still be on the table." And then he's like, "Yeah, I'll think about it." So I've got that bastard in my pocket.
That's a pretty good Dandy Andy impression.
Dandy Andy Hildebrandy.
I like it.
Starter Jacob Tammy.
Okay, so the other question Frank had is there any chance of Eric just getting his own show? And I mean, I'm not throwing it out of the question.
You can do what you want.
I'm not getting it out of there.
You're not contractually obligated to do anything.
Yeah.
Then again, we could also fire you. There are a lot of things we could do here.
Can you really? No.
Because
I don't have a contract.
If both of us voted, it's 2-1, man.
Okay, let's vote right now. Who thinks that I should have my own show? Zero.
Eric doesn't even think
so. Who thinks that we should all stick together because we're the best friends? All three of us. That's great.
Woo! I'm just saying, don't let your head get big.
It's not. I'm just saying.
Your fantasy football head can get big.
It is. That's the only reason. And the other kinds also. So thanks for writing in, Frank. That was a lot of fun.
We responded personally to you.
Yeah. David, do you want to see this automatic? Okay. I sent Frank a response.
A personal response.
Yeah.
Very personal.
It says.
Who's Frank?
The guy who wrote us in.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Probably some loser.
Okay. So.
Sits in his thongs
all day. We have this automatic response system that just says like, oh, hey, and then your name. Thanks for sending us your mail. We receive thousands of letters every day, and we sit down, read all of them, and respond to each one personally. So just know, and then your name again, that we for sure read yours and we love the things you said about us or fantasy football or other. you, and then your name again, are not forgotten or lost in the shuffle. And thanks for listening or offering advice or asking questions or making us look good or other. We love and appreciate or respect that about you. We'd like to pass along, I sent him this Donny Hathaway song of him covering You've Got a Friend by... James Taylor, but also, what is her name? The woman that actually wrote the song.
Yeah.
Her and James Taylor tour together. Yeah. Starts with a C.
Sammy Swigglebims.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You've Got a Friend by Sammy Swigglebims. That's exactly what it is. Oh, my gosh. No. But thank you, Frank, for writing in. And if you guys are
interested. Miranda Danglefoot.
Can you just stop that?
Carol King. So if you're interested in writing to us, feel free. You can email
Cordal Karg.
Cordal Karg.
Karg.
Snortle Snorts. That's the name. Snortle Snorts.
Kibbles Koblurg. I think was her
name. You got a name? Dave was loving this right now.
I mean,
he cannot stop laughing. He thinks this is the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah, that was her Christian name.
Snortle Snorts. The name Snortle Snorts. It's not funny to you.
Snipple Dips.
That's like a one syllable away from being
dirty.
That
was her nickname. Yeah.
Her nip name.
A nickname for one of her nipples.
Yeah, yep. Swiggle what? What? Swiggle what?
Bips.
Swiggle Bips.
That's what she called her left nippy.
Okay, let's talk about some fantasy football here.
Davo's got a hockaloogie.
Davo.
Devo.
Davo's leaving the
Devo.
Room.
Devo.
Devo. Hockaloogie.
Hockaloogie.
Right on me, Devo.
A loogie.
A loogie.
Devo, you got a hockaloogie.
Hockaloogie.
You guys are absolutely
hockaloogie.
I got a loogie. Okay. I guess the big story this week in fantasy is that Chris Johnson went off.
What?
He went off the wall.
What?
Bananas.
Off the chain. He moved the chains.
What?
And then he went off the wall, off the chain.
I tried to get him in our Spectator League also, but Davo wasn't having that deal.
No.
And now I can't.
No.
Now the time has passed.
Yep. So, okay. I think the most frustrating part about this. And this is from a person that I've never owned Chris Johnson ever. I've been playing for like 3-4 maybe years. I've never owned Chris Johnson, so I've never really felt the benefits of owning him. And so I'm pretty skeptical of the whole thing. The most frustrating part is after his like 190-yard rushing day, he's going to break 1,000 yards again, even if he rushes like 40 yards a game for the rest of the season,
mm-hmm.
which is frustrating.
Correct.
Because it's not going to accurately reflect what a poop stain he is. But maybe he's actually not a poop stain. What do you think? I mean, you were
that's what I think.
You were hotly purporting him last week.
I was. Yep.
And in weeks past.
Yep.
For whatever God knows reason, because he was rushing 20 times and getting 18 yards.
Yep.
So why? I guess how does it feel now that?
I mean, I feel vindicated.
It paid off one time.
I feel vindicated.
Do you
right
think
now.
He'll? Do you think well, he can do that?
It's
more?
Unreasonable to expect.
I mean, he's not
going to
do that.
31 points.
But is he going to have 100-yard rushing days?
Yeah, I'd expect that from him.
Like, well, how many do you think he'll have for the rest of the season? He has 10 more games.
I think he has 10 more.
Mm-hmm. 9 more. I think he has a bye.
5 out of 9?
You think?
100 yards? Yeah. Because, I mean, he is not a 4 or 5 yards a crack every 25 carries guy. He will have 3 bad carries in a row, but he'll get you a 45 or 50-yard gainer. And so, I mean, those guys can
or
gain
like a
you
70-yard touchdown.
Those guys can gain you 100 yards on 18 carries and not have a very overall good game. Mm-hmm.
Did you see how fast he looked
yeah.
when he busted that run?
I mean,
oh,
I
yeah.
think he
left them.
I think
dirt.
He just reminded people that he's probably still the fastest person in the NFL.
He probably is. To tell you the honest, C.J. Spiller
yeah.
is really fast too.
Yeah,
by the way. But if he can just get through the line,
there's no one. Can
he's gonna juke the crap
yeah.
out of those safeties and quarterbacks. But he just can't. He just runs east and west too much. I
yeah.
feel like. He tries to get that hole, and then oh no, that's a loss
I mean,
of two. That's
this
a loss
is
of two. But he finally showed that he is super fast, and if he plays a lackluster defense like he did, that he
yeah.
can just go bananas.
Yeah, I mean Buffalo. He's had great games against Buffalo in the past,
yes,
and
has.
Buffalo is a bad run defense.
Very,
they're
very
awful.
Bad.
They're
right.
So that
one
makes
of the
me
worst
a little
in the
skeptical
NFL.
Still. If he goes up against like the 49ers or if he goes up against the Bears, I don't yeah. even know if he's worth a start.
I'm going to start him every week and not even think about it.
I just offered you a trade for him, by the way.
What if – for him?
Didn't like to get him back?
No.
Oh, in the other league.
Yeah.
Let's look at it right now. Let's do real – just tell me.
Let's
real
do it
time.
Real time.
Real time.
Dave, why are you hiding behind that thick velvet curtain?
You want to trade me Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson.
Johnson.
And Doug Martin. For Victor Cruz.
Chris Johnson and Doug Martin for Victor Cruz.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's very interesting.
Because I need wide receivers.
That's interesting. Okay, Victor Cruz this week had kind of an interesting game. He had 50 yards until the game-winning play.
And I love his
which
dance.
Was a 77-yard touchdown.
I just
want
to do that salsa thing because he does it all so smooth.
Yeah,
I mean, I would think more closely about Chris Johnson and who's the second guy you said? Doug Martin.
You can. I mean, I
would
I
think
have
more
so
closely
many...
about Chris Johnson and Doug Martin for Fitzgerald and Sean Green.
See, I just have so many running backs. I need a bust out wide receiver. So I looked at Victor Cruz. And I mean, I could offer.
Here's
could
my
offer
roster.
Darren McFadden.
Here's my roster untouchables.
Okay.
It's going to be Victor Cruz and Aaron Rodgers.
So depressing.
I'm not going to trade Victor Cruz. They throw him the ball 15 times a game.
15 times.
Just yep. always, they always throw him the ball.
Always.
They never not throw him the ball.
And even Hakeem Nicks is back, and
they never
still
not
throw
him
the
ball. They
yeah.
never not throw him
well,
the
why
ball.
Wouldn't they? He's
here are his
so
receptions.
Good.
6,
so
11,
good.
6, 9, 5, 6, 7 this year. He has scored a touchdown in 5 of the previous 6 weeks. He has scored in all but 2 games this year. He's great.
Yep,
he's the number one fantasy wideout.
Yes, he is.
I would imagine.
Great.
No, he's 2. He's
no.
second.
Who's number one?
I don't know, but it says he's number 2 right here. So we're going to take a look.
I feel like I might have just talked about this with someone else.
So let me bring this up for 1 second. Last year, the Chris Johnson thing. Okay, last year he was a big stink. He was
AJ Green number 1.
Oh, that makes
103
sense.
Points. Victor Cruz has 101 points. Someone was a big stink. Who
oh,
was a
my.
Big stink?
Chris Johnson. I'm trying to talk about Chris Johnson. Last year it took him 4 games to get a 100-yard game,
mm-hmm.
and then he didn't have one until week 10 against Carolina when he had a 130-yard game.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, then he had one big game against Tampa Bay last year where he had 190 yards
mm-hmm.
And I think a touchdown. And then after that, he had a 150-yard game, but then he fell off the shelf again. So do you think there's any potential for that happening where he'll have like a couple hot games now to sort of reignite everyone's you know, erection for him, and then, like, cool it down? Or do you think that he'll be hot all year?
I like him more than you do. I know that. I just, when you have a guy who's that explosive, he's going to make explosive plays. They're going to happen. Even last year, I mean, people, it was not a great year, but he had 1,047 yards, 4 touchdowns. That's not great. The year before that, 1,364 and 11 scores. And then he has run for 2,000 yards in the NFL before.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's 1 year removed from 1,364. Just 1 year.
Okay.
He's, last year was over 1,000 yards. I mean, this isn't like, you know, a guy who's been picking up 700 yards in the NFL.
Wasn't he?
This is a guy who's for sure a starter. Last year, he averaged 4 yards a carry.
Last year, didn't he start off the same way he did this year?
Yes.
And everybody was frustrated.
Like a toilet. Yeah.
And then everybody wrote him off, and they're like, oh, he did rush for blah, 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 how many yards?
Yep.
And why did we do this? I think that he just is a notoriously slow starter as of the last couple of years, and I think that trend might continue.
Yeah.
And so that is why I think he is going to be a pretty decent start from here on out.
And I
they don't give the ball to anybody else.
I am confused.
They don't give the ball to anybody else.
I'm sometimes very confused at how they use him, which is he gets off to those slow starts, and then they stop giving him the ball, which is ridiculous because he's their best player. So far,
easily.
No
oh,
one
yeah.
is
Matt
even
Hasselbeck to
like
God
Kenny
knows.
Britt and Nate Washington.
Nate
Washington has been
he's okay.
An okay year.
Wait, Nashington.
You have to. They have, no, wait, Nashington.
Wait,
Nashington sounds.
But if you saw the word Nashington, you wouldn't pronounce it Nashington.
But that's what it is. It has to be because it's Washington. So it's Nashington.
I don't know if you
last night Eric tried to convince me that the word master in Spanish was master. And he was sure of it, man. He was sure of it. And then
I'd
I was like, Eric, it's wrong. It's maestro is the word for it. And he said, well, I mean, and then he got into this really weird thing that I think he thought was correct. Because he's like, I saw this movie, The Master, and they all called him The Master. And then he was like, so if they were saying it in Spanish, they'd still call him The Master. And I was like, well, they wouldn't, because that's not a Spanish word. They'd say maestro. But he was like, I don't know. It's not like Jeff. It's this word. It's an English word.
You mean jefe?
Yes.
I was just, you know.
Also,
I think that it makes sense.
Eric was at the joint yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I came there at about 7:15. I was like, so are you going to watch a football game at your place or whatever? And he was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stay here until I have to go to band practice. And I was
which didn't even happen. I didn't even have band practice.
I was like, oh, that's not what you said to me earlier in the day when I asked if you were watching the game. And then he was like, no, I didn't say it. I said maybe. I said possibly. And then I showed him the text, and he said, watching the game? And he said, first half at least.
Whatever, man. I am in control of my own destiny. No one can accuse me of not being in control
that's
of my
fine,
own destiny.
But you have to understand what you told people your destiny was. Other people need to be made aware of what you want your destiny to be.
So what's your destiny like today?
What's
well,
your
all
destiny
I know is that
day,
I'm in control,
be?
So... We'll see, I guess.
What's your destiny for the day looking like?
Looking real fine. Real sweet and sexy. All right. okay, yeah, so...
I don't know what else is happening.
In what?
Football.
In the football...
Cam Newton.
In the football world.
Cam Newton sucks this year.
Yeah, let's talk about...
sex, baby.
Cam... Cam Newton. Devo, are you... Dave's not even
I think his name should be Cam Putin because he's taking a dump on the field.
Like Vladimir?
Well, I meant more P-O-O,
so
poo, like a fart poo.
He's not terrific, but he's also not bad. I still think you're going to start Cam Newton if you have him, right?
Depends.
I think.
Well, I think you're going to start him if you have him because you picked him to be a top 6 or 7 guy, and
he's
you probably
13th.
Don't have a feasible backup.
He's 13th.
He's 13th.
So if you're in a 12-team league, he statistically is not a starter.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
People in front of him.
Andrew Luck. Fitzpatrick.
Andrew Luck, Fitzpatrick, Andy Dalton, Ben Roethlisberger.
And RG3, this year's Cam Newton.
Yeah.
He's number one.
Yep.
Cam Newton has 3 fumbles. He has 6 picks in 7 games.
Yep.
But he, I don't, like, As a fantasy back, it's hard to bet against someone like him.
Well, because he runs for 70 yards, so he gets those 7 points.
Yeah, yep. He gets 60 yards, he gets 80 yards, he gets 70 yards, he gets rushing touchdowns.
That's why, like, you think about starting him. As a quarterback, he's throwing the ball atrociously.
Yeah.
Abysmal.
Yeah.
He has yet to have a – oh, he had – one first week game. He had 303 yards.
Yep.
But since then, he hasn't broken 250.
Nope. Yeah, he did.
53. He had 53. Yep. And he's never gotten more than 2 touchdowns in a game.
Passing.
In terms of fantasy, he's had some really good days against Atlanta, which is, I mean, they're a tough team.
Points?
He had 30 fantasy points in ESPN standard. And then against New Orleans, he had 25 in week 2. Even last week, even though he fumbled and he threw a pick, he still ended up with 15.
I mean,
because he had 64 rushing yards.
I mean, I think a guy at this point who's outperforming Cam Newton, and I wouldn't be surprised if he did all year, is Josh Freeman.
I don't like Josh Freeman. He had
an incredible game yesterday.
And he had a really good game the week before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're talking in terms of fantasy points, he's not outperforming.
No, you're right.
But in the last few weeks, he is. He got off to a rough start, Josh Freeman did.
I mean, he got off to a Josh Freeman-esque start.
People forget how good he was 2 years ago.
When they played the Packers, I remember the Bucs were in their throwbacks, which I really like. I like the bright orange throwbacks. Yeah. They're great. And Josh Freeman just trounced the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And we lost the game, and it was very frustrating. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, he had maybe the best game of his career. Would you say that? I don't know.
That's true.
But it's an incredibly good game. It's 420 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I'd have to say it's got to be close.
No picks.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I think going forward, I would rather have Josh Freeman than Cam Newton, because you could trade Cam Newton for Josh Freeman and someone else and have that additional value.
I don't think so.
Because people still love Cam Newton.
Yeah.
There are still going to be people who are going to be like, I'll buy low on him. When I just think, he might be having... Do you remember the year Josh Freeman had 2 years ago?
Yep.
25 touchdowns and 6 picks and like a 97 quarterback rating, and everyone loved him.
Yep.
And then last year he was not good.
Yeah, he flushed himself down the tubes.
Cam Newton is the same thing. Maybe he's not just going to turn it around. Maybe he's a second year quarterback who's having a really hard time and is just going to have a bad year.
I mean, he's just falling into all the traps that all second-year quarterbacks
fall into. So maybe he's not this super special guy who's just going to turn it around tomorrow. Maybe.
But he also
done is what he is for this year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I think he'll turn it around.
I think last year he hit a disproportionate amount of really long passes that inflated his stats. He threw a lot of 60-yard balls.
Well, yeah, and he was connecting a lot more with Steve Smith. That hasn't been as much of a thing.
He was catching those ridiculous passes.
Yeah.
I just think...
Steve Smith was like a top 8 wide receiver because he was the only receiver they were
giving. And he's probably like 25th or 30th this year.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't gotten a touchdown because I have him in a league.
When I was mock drafting and stuff this summer, doing some mocks, when I was doing those, I was like, it would be a really cool idea to get Cam Newton and Steve Smith, because last year that was hugely profitable. I remember playing a team that had both of them, and it was one of those times where Steve Smith got 2 touchdowns, and it was like ridiculous, because every time that's an extra 10 points.
Here's a little thing. People underneath Cam Newton, the 3 guys directly underneath him in ESPN standard scoring leagues.
Okay.
Would you rather have the people underneath him or Cam Newton? Cam Newton or Matt Schaub?
Matt Schaub.
I'd rather have Matt Schaub. Cam Newton or Matt Stafford?
Cam Newton.
I'll take Stafford. And I think Stafford's trying to get Peyton Manning. I'm trying to get Frank Gore, of course. But I think Stafford's the biggest buy low you could ever have, because he's throwing for all those yards. And if they just stop turning the ball over in the red zone, those yards will become touchdowns, which they're going to at some point. They're going to be touchdowns.
Yep.
So he's throwing for all the yards, moving them up and down the field. You just got to get him in the end zone, and he probably will. And Cam Newton or Josh Freeman? Like I said, I'd rather have Josh Freeman.
Cam.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather have Cam Newton or Joe Flacco? Joe Flacco is one rank ahead of him. I would rather have Cam Newton.
Yeah.
I think I would too. Because Joe Flacco got like negative points this week.
He had 5. He had 147 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions.
Woof.
Because I think as the season goes on, they're going to feature Ray Rice more and more and more.
Which is
which they
yeah,
should.
Why aren't they doing that?
I don't know why they don't give him the ball 30
times.
He's
their only player.
It's because in the NFL, everyone wants to throw the ball. They like throwing the ball, and they stop running the ball even if it's working. Case in point, the Detroit Lions and Mekhi Lashore, which we are going to get to.
Uh-huh.
Mekhi Lashore has been very effective for them,
mm-hmm.
but they don't give him the ball. They keep throwing it with Matt Stafford, who is struggling right now.
Yeah.
In the last 2 weeks, Mekhi Lashore against the Eagles, 15 carries for 70 yards. That's a good week.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4.5 yards a carry.
Yep.
A little more than that. And last night against the Bears, 12 for 63 against the Bears.
Yeah.
63 yards on 12 carries.
Well, the Bears.
More than 5 yards a carry.
The Bears have only allowed one rushing touchdown.
No. And
the whole year.
And then on the 1 yard line, they gave the ball to Joik Bell and he fumbled on the 1 yard line.
So. Oh, Joik.
Joik.
What a Joik.
So 12 carries for more than 5 yards a carry.
He's just he's a Joik.
If you're having that success, why is that not 20 to 25 carries?
Well, imagine. Like,
imagine
if
it
doubles,
was, he'd have
okay,
130
yeah, he had
12. Yards.
Yeah. Each of these games.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, week four against Minnesota, you had 13 for 26, but, I mean, still.
The week before that, 26 for 100 and a touchdown.
So
the
like,
guy can be a horse.
Yeah.
And they're just, they want, he can be a real live horse.
He looks like his picture on ESPN.
He looks really nice.
Looks like, okay, you know, we were talking about Marshawn Lynch's picture last week.
His Google eyes.
He looks like Marshawn Lynch, but nice. not an insane person that's about to murder you with
like a
shovel
a
and
kind
then
person,
put
yeah.
you in the back of their Chrysler LeBaron and drive you to a cliff and throw you off of it.
I just don't understand.
Very nice.
And that is what I guess I understand about the Bears is that they just give the ball to Forte and Bush. And they just, they're not... They
Marshall?
Like to throw
Brandon
it
Marshall's.
Brandon Marshall is a stud muffin.
And he's the only guy they throw the ball to when they throw. So Marshall still gets 9 or 10 catches even when Cutler completes 17 or 18 passes, and that's it.
Yeah.
Because he's the only guy they throw the ball to. But the Bears don't have this illusion that we need to throw because it's the NFL now. They just run
because
they're
Which
good at it.
Because they have really good running backs.
So run the ball with Ray Rice.
Mekhi Bush, aside from Ben Tate, is probably the best backup in the league.
Yeah.
Forte is extremely talented on both sides, like running and catching passes. So, like, there's no reason for them to try and air it out to Johnny Knox or whatever.
Eagles,
Johnny Knox has not been in a uniform this whole year. So.
The Eagles with LeSean McCoy is the same way.
Yeah.
They want to throw the ball 45 times with Vic. That's been Andy Reid's thing forever
and ever. It's like,
let's
give it to Brent Celek when we have LeSean McCoy.
Who might be the most talented running back in the NFL.
Yeah. So, it's silly, I guess. And that's why, like, I don't know, like, in fantasy, drafting running backs has become less and less sexy, and it's because people aren't using them to their full potential, which is really frustrating.
Yep.
So hey.
Hey.
So, hey, what up? That's how we should end
every
segment.
So, hey, what up, though?
So, what up, though?
What up, dude? Hey, dude.
Do we have anything else that we feel we need to talk about? Davo.
Not at all.
Davo, you got something on your mind. You haven't said anything in about 45 minutes.
Yes, I have. I like Randall Cobb now.
Yeah?
Yep.
I've been really struggling in my – I'm in a 12-person pay league, and in this one I've been really struggling, and both of my running – I have two running backs, Jamal Charles and Willis McGahee, and they were both on bye last week. And so I'm starting Randall Cobb consistently in my flex spot. And he's been doing just fine. I'm very happy with his performance. And I don't really have anyone to replace him with. So, yeah, I agree. Like, Randall Cobb's legit, dude. And there's always a chance that he'll break off a punt return or something.
And he gets, like, rushing yards sometimes, too.
Uh-huh. He'll get, like, a 20-yard rushing play, which is, like...
It's 2 points.
Yeah, dude, it's awesome.
Randall Cobb's a good player, I mean, he's just... He's very similar to Percy Harvin.
Mm-hmm.
And... And the last couple of weeks, he's been outperforming Darren Sproles.
I feel like
in a similar role for their teams.
So
I feel like
just like all around guys that they use
throw
for
ball in the slot.
I feel like
generally.
Brandon Randall Cobb will outplace Greg Jennings, and Greg Jennings will not be as big as a priority.
They'll come back
in the
anymore.
I don't know.
And I just don't think Greg.
I don't know about that.
I don't think Greg Jennings is going to be in a Packer uniform next year.
No, we're not going to keep him.
No,
he's for sure gone. Everyone knows that by now.
And I think that I think Randall Cobb will just take his place, basically.
Did you know that Randall Cobb is the 12th ranked wide receiver? He's number 12.
No way.
Number 12.
He had like 25 points.
Week one, he had a kick return for 13 points.
Davo.
Everything okay?
You're just real upset about Randall Cobb.
Yeah.
Week five, he had 82 yards and touchdown for 14 points. Week six, he had 102 yards. And then yesterday, he had 89 yards and two touchdowns for 21. So, like, he's got almost 100.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, he's at this point where 80. He's at the point where Rodgers is going to target him a lot now.
Yeah.
He's
going to throw the ball. That's what everyone was thinking. Like, week one, he had 9 catches.
It's at the expense of J. Mike.
Yeah.
Because J. Mike has again proven he can't catch the ball. Rodgers just isn't looking at him anymore.
Very frustrating. Well, and they keep saying, like, if we get a really big play to Finley in like the first drive, then he's good for the rest of the game.
I don't care about that. If that's the way you are as an NFL player, then you are not mentally strong enough to play in the NFL. If you need a big play on the first drive, because sometimes it won't be there, and then what? And then what, are you just going to fold? You can't catch the ball if they throw it to you in the second quarter. You got to catch the ball, man. If they throw it to you one time and they put it on your hands, you have to catch it.
Well,
because it's your job.
It's so frustrating because he's really talented and he's a huge mismatch.
Yep.
Like, he could be the number one tight end in the league if he would catch the fucking ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it would take, but
and
he just doesn't.
I don't want to say I'll be surprised, but I guess the inverse would be I would not be at all surprised if he was not on our team next year.
You think?
I think they're fine enough with DJ Williams to go at tight end and just throw the ball to Cobb in place of Finley, and Cobb will get his 85
Finley
catches next year.
Finley is god-awful. I love him. I loved him at Texas.
He can't catch the ball.
And I loved him in the first game that he ever played because he had 3 touchdowns. And everybody was like, ooh, J-Mike's going to be the best thing in the world. He drops
easy passes.
70% of the passes
they're so easy.
He gets.
They just throw them right in his hands.
And then when he gets to 10 yards, he does the little boo.
Also, I watched last night watching that Bears-Lions game.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, man, it's great that we get to watch Aaron Rodgers play football. Because when a guy is open, he throws the ball accurately. Whereas Jay Cutler and Matt Stafford just shooting it over guys' head, putting it at their feet. And it's like, how often do you see Rodgers just misfire a throw? Maybe once or twice a game. That's it. And all the other throws are where they need to be if the guy's open.
And
if he's covered, he doesn't throw the ball there.
That first Randall Cobb touchdown drive, Rodgers was 7 for 7 for like 80 yards, and it was ridiculous.
And then that throw he made to Cobb in the end zone was probably the best throw I've seen in the NFL this year.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
And Cobb
pulled
it off.
That was a nuts throw.
Great. It was,
that's nuts.
It was nuts. That throw was nuts.
Except that throw he made in Houston, I remember too, when he was just running, I think, right. And Cobb was just standing right on the sideline. And on the run, Rodgers fired a bullet like 18 yards in like this window. That's the only place he could have thrown it, and right on.
Just perfect. Yep.
Because Aaron Rodgers is my hero.
He's just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got those good quarterback coaches out in California, you know?
So we got anything else here? I have to go do an interview, I think.
David, what's your favorite pizza topping?
Sausage and mushrooms.
That's a good choice, Chris.
Pizza would probably be pepperoni and green pepper.
Ooh.
I had pepperoni and green olive once.
That was great.
I don't like green olives.
It was crazy good.
I don't like them at all.
I like Papa Murphy's has this pizza called the Cowboy Pizza, where it's literally just
barbecue sauce.
No, no, it's just pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, and black olives, and it's the best. It's so good.
I don't think you're telling.
They load it up.
I don't think you're telling true statements here.
I am.
I just don't think that sounds good.
I don't like.
Olives. What are you talking about? That doesn't.
I don't
sound
like
good.
Mushrooms. Devo does, obviously. I don't like black olives on pizza. I like them, but not on pizza.
God. How? They're just. Oh man.
I also love chicken when it's a barbecue sauce pizza.
Barbecue chicken pizza.
It's great.
Seems like a novelty, like the novelty
of course
sort
it's
of
a
outweighs
novelty,
how
you
good
dumbo.
It is.
No, it tastes good though.
Don't talk to me about what is and isn't a novelty,
Christopher.
Chris. Chris.
I have to go do a reporting.
Chris. What's wrong, Chris? Okay.
This was a
goodbye.
Football heavy week.
Goodbye.
Frank, that's for you.
Frank.
That's so much advice this week.
Hey, Frank, if you're out there.
Frank!
We miss you, buddy.
Yeah.
Come back soon.
Ho, Frankie.
Ho, Frank. So, okay, goodbye. We want to take a minute to thank WEC for allowing us to use their studio.
Hi, studio.
Is this from something?
No.
Why are you saying things like that? Okay, we want to thank them for letting us use their studio, which is really nice. And listen to them on Sunday nights. This sound is showing up. You can hear that. So they have a show on Sunday nights from 5 to, I believe, 8. I have a thing on there every week. Listen to it. That's all right. 7. So they're really cool for letting us do that. They do good work. Make sure you check out The Spectator in print and online at spectatornews.com. This will be up there on Thursday with our print issue from this week. Mm-hmm. And if you're anywhere around Eau Claire, please pick up a print issue and read it. Because
can I make an announcement really quick?
God, you were just spitting at that point. That wasn't even a fart noise. It was spit. It was complete spit. So thank you guys for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Yep. See ya.